So when people want to switch careers, what you're saying is there are different levels of making a switch.
Yes. We have the average number of years in a job at 4.2. And so people are moving around, no longer retiring from the companies. And you know this, Nick, that if you stay with a company for too long, now you're biased for that purpose because companies wonder if you're agile. So we have all these opportunities out there and people realize that, hey, I can do a job that's more satisfying than what I'm doing. Or maybe I got on a ladder early on that seemed like a good fit, but because where I am now 15, 20 years down the road in my life, that I want to do something different and not just different company or not even just different industry, but different function. So I've been doing HR and I really want to do data analytics, or I've been a lawyer and that seemed like a good career choice at the time, but now I want to go and move into something completely different like finance. And so that's a functional switch. And then some people want to make a double switch, and the book talks about a double switch as changing both industry and function. So I just want to kind of wipe the slate clean and do something completely different. And the great thing is the world is open to this, Nick, but what is not the case is the hiring process hasn't shifted to be open to switchers. So when you are a non-traditional candidate trying to get a job as a switcher in a traditional hiring system, you end up hitting a wall. And that's what this book is for, those people who are hitting the wall.